broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This is the broadcast for March 27th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We love the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. They're bloody and don't turn out very well, ladies and gentlemen. But we do absolutely appreciate and stand for the restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. LibertyRoundtable.com for live and on-demand radio at your fingertips. If you have the heart to help the Widow's Mite Radio Network tell our tale of liberty, then please donate at LibertyRoundtable.com. Every penny makes a huge difference. All right, a quick recap. Barr said Mueller concluded there was not enough evidence to charge Donald Trump with obstruction of justice. Now, that's a big difference than saying he stopped short of this, or he once suggests that it's all open for discussion that, hey, you know what, there is an obstruction of justice charge against the president still pending. Mueller just didn't get there, but he left the door open for that. That's one idea the Democrats are floating and pushing. The other idea says, look, there wasn't enough evidence, folks, or he would have done it. Which side do you take? Partisan politics creates strange bedfellows with strange reasons for things. But I'm telling you, if he concluded there was not enough evidence, then I'm satisfied. The problem with the liberals is they want to uphold the law in every case, except for when they don't like the law. What does that even mean, right? Steve Scalise says, after Mueller's investigation, Democrats are not going to stop harassment of the president. And at some point, they're involved in treasonous activities, says the president. And boy, is he right. Rand Paul says, time to investigate Obama officials who spread the Russian hoax. Amen to that. Where's the investigations, though? They were going to lock up Hillary. Now we're even debating if we're even going to investigate. Senator Hirono, the Mueller report does not change the disaster that is this presidency. All right. That's in one person's opinion. I think the Donald Trump presidency, even though it's been a little bit crazy and messy because the liberals are flat out unhinged crazy, I think Donald's done a lot of good for America, folks. Do we need to do more? Without a doubt. But he stuck to a lot of his campaign promises. He's got a few more to go, but man, he's been working hard at it. You got to give him some credit. You really do, folks. Time for Obama administration to account for the historic abuse of government surveillance powers being misused, Wall Street Journal. Amen to that. But that started under the Bush administration, you know, this increased kind of surveillance powers and foreign whatever acts and FISA courts and all that. Was all a George Bush kind of a push, right? Democrats and Republicans, swamp monsters on both sides of the aisles. Make no mistake about that. We talked about one Russian collusion scandal that has not yet been investigated. Hillary Clinton and the Uranium One scandal. Folks, we need to dig into that big time, because if you want collusion with Russia, there it is. Donald Trump takes a break from the visceral debates everywhere, and he has the Washington Capitals to the White House to celebrate the Stanley Cup victory. Well, you know, you got to give him, as Kurt said, you got to give him a little breather, don't you? Fifth Mexican journalist murdered in 2019. It's hostile down on the border, folks. I'm telling you right now. I got a personal experience I'll tell you about later in the broadcast, if Kurt reminds me about that very thing. But when we reported this before, it was the third Mexican journalist murdered. Now it's the fifth. And we reported it not even a week ago? Wow. Now a dog is being credited in Utah for increased test scores in Weber County at a junior high school there. And I think it's pretty neat. You know, animals do bring peace and comfort and stuff like that to people. That's great. But I kind of think mom used to read to children and help with their reading. And now mom's out of the mix and they got to have a dog in the government school do it. So there's a pro and con there. It's pretty neat. On one hand, on the other hand, it brings up serious concern, right? Gun confiscation plan blocked permanently. That's good news. Pray we stand for the right to keep and bear arms, which is nothing more than a codification of the right of God-given self-defense. Remember that. Government doesn't grant rights. They merely are put on notice that rights exist and not to mess with them. So don't confuse rights and privileges. Okay. Jerome Corsi defied Robert Mueller. And he won. Now he wants Robert Mueller to pay out the cash, baby. Jerome Corsi and Larry Klayman standing up for liberty big time, creating accountability. It's just something I've been begging to see for quite some time. Lindsey Graham, believe it or not, I don't agree with him hardly ever, but you know what? Ever since Donald took office, Lindsey Graham has been saying more of the right things than the wrong in many cases. Lindsey Graham says Senate will investigate FISA abuse surveillance of the Donald Trump campaign. I sure pray that's true, Lindsey. I pray you're not just all babble and no action. Get it done, buddy. We support that reality check of accountability. That is for sure. Donald Trump even doubles down and says, time to investigate the left for treasonous things. I think he's exactly right. Hour two of Liberty Roundtable Live yesterday, brought to you in part by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. To learn more, get a hold of the Honeyman. LocalHoneyman.com is the website. That's LocalHoneyman.com. Or simply email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or smile and dial 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. And say, I'd love Raw Honey delivered directly to my door. And by the way, can you send me a Make America Great Again hat while you're at it? And he'll do it. Hour two, we had our buddy Jim Clymer, well-known attorney, the Party of Integrity, Liberty, and Prosperity. That's the ConstitutionParty.com doing a great job, ConstitutionParty.com. And we talked about the Washington Senate passes bill keeping Donald Trump off the 2020 ballot until he releases his tax return. In my opinion, that's treasonous. You can't just deny the president access to a ballot because you think, hey, he needs to release his tax return. There's no law for that. See, these people are just running around criminal, folks. They've got to be stopped. Happy but angry, we're describing Donald Trump. Trump and the White House fired up after what they're calling the biggest win yet. Who's going to pay for this, they ask. Total exoneration after spying, wiretaps, lies, and more. I agree. Who's going to pay? Where's the accountability? I agree. I hope they don't just talk and then nothing gets done on this. That's what we've seen in the past, folks. Maxine Waters on the Mueller report. This is not the end of anything, she says. See, these people are rabid crazy, folks. They don't care about the law, do they? Mexican cartels, believe it or not, using grenade launchers on the border. The Texas border, grenade launchers. Donald says it's wild and woolly down there on the border. And boy, howdy, is he right. Ask the Democrats, hey, what about them grenade launchers down on the border and see what they say. You comfortable with all that? Alyssa Milano calls for the boycott of the state of Georgia after the Senate approval of the heartbeat abortion ban in Georgia. I mean, this lady is crazy. See, these liberals are rabid. They want to penalize a whole state for standing for pro-life. These people are pro-death and pro-tyranny. I'm telling you right now, they're crazy. They're pro-tyranny anarchists, all mixed in one. You know, pro-death, they want force everywhere. That's the tyranny side. They want anarchy because they don't want to obey any laws or rules. I mean, they're just unhinged. But again, the more we push for the Constitution, the more we promote God, family, and country, and the more we protect life, liberty, and property, the more unhinged these crazies become. Wowzers. All right, that's a recap of yesterday's broadcast. Kurt Crosby's with me, and News the Networks Refuse to Use starts now. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right, don't know how to respond to this. Mike Pence pledges a U.S. return to the moon within 5 years, Kurt. What do you think of that?
I would say we should still keep working here, but maybe I'm sure he has his reasons.
Yeah, they say it's going to be really hard to accomplish such an aggressive agenda, Kurt.
Well, there you go.
I don't understand if we went to the moon back in 1969 or whatever. I don't understand why it would be so hard to go.
To get back.
Right, and I don't understand why we just quit going. When was the last time you did something with technology, Kurt, and you were like, I don't want to do that anymore. Let's just leave it alone. And then it's like, 50 years later, we don't have that technology anymore. Can you think of other examples where that's really happened? I can't. Usually they continue to further and further and further technology. I mean, the idea, like we're talking about now, would be to make the moon a base station instead of the, what is that called, the International Space Station, that's way lower and in or way closer to the Earth or whatever you want to call it. I mean, I just don't even understand. Anyway, I hope we can go to the moon. It'd sure be neat. And maybe he'll get it done in 5 years. But I think that's more of a private sector idea than a government, what, mandate or whatever you want to call it, Kurt.
Well, I'm with you there, Sam. Mm-hmm.
All right, next story of interest. House fails. You heard me. The House, the Democratic House, fails to override Donald Trump's veto, preserving the national emergency order. Kurt, you want to respond to that?
Well, that's the, you know, some of the whole separation of powers kind of thing in action. You're seeing it there when, you know, one group feels like the president feels like there's a legitimate need for, you know, security and enhanced border protection, and he's going to go for it. And the others think that they want to hold him in check, and yet there's not enough of them to do it. So,
amen.
I think it's kind of cool to see.
That's right. We love the checks and balances, ladies and gentlemen. They are one of the greatest prize realities that America has. You don't just get dictators. You have the separation and divisions of powers intentionally. So what a blessing that is, huh?
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying shh? Let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this. The Kosher Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities. And it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC. Not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
All right, live on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman, Kurt Cosby. So House fails to override Donald Trump's veto, preserving the national emergency order. The checks and balances at work, baby. You got to dig it. Jussie Smollett's in the news, man. This is just the weirdest thing. Criminal charges dropped by Cook County prosecutors. No explanation why. Everybody's freaking out on this, Kurt. Even the police and the mayor and everybody's all at odds with this. They're like, wait a minute, this guy's a criminal. What's going on? And they're basically, the prosecutors are just saying there's too many cases of real hardcore violent criminal activity, and we got to just let this thing go. And then people are saying, well, this is a racist thing. You let him go because he's black. And then others are saying, wait a minute, this is an elitist thing because the rich people get off and the poor people pay. And, you know, Smollett is a I don't know what you call it, a hero, a rock star, a public figure, a celebrity, you know, you use all kinds of words. And that's why he got off. And some are saying it's because he's black and a celebrity that he got off. And others are saying, and it's the weirdest discussion ever with this thing, Kurt. Do we have dual justice here going on? Selective prosecution?
The answer to that just goes, I mean, it's easy to say. I mean, isn't this the guy that they found that he had written a check to a couple of guys to basically, you know, do this to him?
Yes, and to make your point even further.
You know, he never lied about anything.
Yeah, to make your point even further, the cops say the evidence is still good, Kurt. There's no compromising of the evidence whatsoever in this case. That's what the cops are saying right now, so your point's well taken. But again, Kurt, you got
dual justice system.
Yeah, dual justice system, or some would say selective enforcement, or you've got
an injustice system.
Yeah, what's his name again? An unjusty system?
Smollett. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, all I'm telling you is very, very, very strange. Mm-hmm. So you got Steve Stockman in prison.
Right.
You got this Sam Girard gentleman in prison, a well-known Amish farmer, because he dared to peddle this, chickweed salve that you put on your skin. Mm-hmm. Okay, these people are in prison, Kurt. And Jussie Smollett's just running around. Not only do they say, we're not going to press all the charges, but I mean, his record's wiped completely clean, too, Kurt.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know how to respond to some of this stuff.
Great point.
Except the system's just flat out corrupt is the only conclusion you can come to.
Mm-hmm. Even Rahm Emanuel, you know, I mean, that guy's a bastion of, honesty and all that kind of stuff, but he's the governor, or the, anyway, the mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel. You know, he called it a whitewash. I was thinking he should have called it a blackwash. But, you know, in this case, here's Rahm Emanuel. Actually, I'm agreeing with him, you know. Kind of unusual.
You got that right. Anyway, I find that very interesting. And in many ways, very sad. Mm-hmm. All right, a couple other interesting stories for you. All right, I'm going to reorder these stories really quick just for a second. It turns out the Donald Trump administration, Kurt, is pushing hard now. The Trump administration has told the federal appeals court that it wants the entire Affordable Care Act struck down, buddy. So now that Donald has kind of been, what do you want to say, exonerated? Is that the right word?
That's all right, although, you know, sure. I mean, it basically means let off.
I don't want to use that word then.
But,
now that he's been justified?
Yeah, it's fine.
Or anyway, whatever the word is, now that he has escaped the jaws of the swamp, you know, I don't know.
A little bit, yeah.
I don't know how really to say it, okay? Because the bottom line is, okay, now that he's basically shut down the witch hunt?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's hard to know how to place this, but I don't believe it's like, oh, you know, he dodged a bullet on that one. See, I don't see it that way. I see it more like their hostile deep swamp attempts at impeachment and or worse have been scuttled, failed. So what did Donald say about it? Failed witch hunt? Is that what he called it?
Yep.
So now that he's not under the failed witch hunt, might be the best way to describe the point. The Trump administration has now told a federal appeals court that it wants the entire Affordable Care Act struck down. This goes back to a fundamental promise the president made at the start, Kurt, that he's been having such a hard time with even his own party to get done. But in Donald's defense, he returns right back to the work at hand, sir. And I got to commend him for it, Kurt.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah, and, Texas court has to do with this, as far as I understand.
That's exactly right.
You know, so what you've got, when I look up the word exonerate, it says, especially if an official body absolve someone from blame for a fault or wrongdoing, especially after due consideration of the case. I guess in this case, you know, after figuring it out for like, you know, 3 years, spending $25 million, they they figured it out. With Hillary, it was a lot quicker. They could exonerate her right off with just a couple of guys and didn't have to spend much money.
But I agree, exonerate doesn't really do it justice. It makes it sound like you kind of dodged a bullet. Whereas I think really what you got is a failed coup.
Here's some here's some synonyms for it: absolve, clear, acquit, discharge, release. You know, that's the kind of stuff you got there. So,
all right. Well, I agree with some of those terms a little bit more, but I guess I'm saying it doesn't quite make the case. It doesn't quite do the reality justice of a failed coup. Kind of an idea. Anyway, I commend President Trump though for pushing for the entire Affordable Care Act to be struck down. Now, the Democrats are just, I'm telling you, Kurt, they're coming unhinged. They're just freaking. They're like, what would happen if we got rid of Obamacare? I mean, you'd have so many people without insurance. I mean, the whole world would just melt down, they're saying. It's kind of like they said the economy would just be ruined under the Donald. I mean, the stock market would instantly tank. These people just think the sky, they're Chicken Little everywhere, Kurt. They're crazy.
Well, Sam, that's how you do it, you know. You gotta yell and scream and stuff, and that's how you get attention. These guys are good at that, aren't they?
Yeah. All I'm telling you is that it's just, I mean, they're just flat out unhinged on this thing. They're crazy, Kurt. I mean, it's just
amazing.
Well,
that's the way I see it.
Mm-hmm. All right, Kurt, this is an interesting twist in the news. Justin Bieber is in the news. Now you say, Sam, why would you be talking about Bieber? I mean, of all the people to talk about, you really want to talk about this weirdo? This guy that runs around and moons people and gets in trouble and, you know, he's just a meltdown little kid? Well, yeah, but Justin Bieber, Kurt, do you know that he married a woman? Did you hear about this?
I think I read something.
Yes, sir. He married a woman. I mean, and he had a baby. Well, she had a baby. They had a baby, whatever, right?
Yeah.
And I guess Justin Bieber's turned over a new leaf, Kurt. He's kind of contemplating his life as a husband and a father, and he's thinking things need to change, Kurt.
Huh.
And so the headline, believe it or not, for the mainstream press even, well, they even talk about this. I'm a little surprised. Justin Bieber recently asked fans to pray for him.
Whoa.
He says, hey, please pray for me. And now he says he's come to a big decision, Kurt. You ready for this?
Yeah.
His music career is on the back burner, sir.
Huh.
While he focuses on his mental health. And what they mean by the mental health, and I don't know, you know, how deep that discussion gets. But the reason that I bring it up is because he's contemplating, he wants to be a good dad, Kurt.
Wow.
Now, imagine this guy. He's this rock star of epic proportions. He's just known for all kinds of weird scandals. And he meets a woman. He marries her. He has a baby with her. He then says, man, I want to be a good husband and a good dad. And I got to stop this just kind of crazy life that I'm living as a rock star. I'm going to put the rock stardom on hold for a little bit while I work on my, you know, my mind and my heart and my, and I want to be a good dad and a husband. And I'm just going to kind of put the stardom on the back burner, and I'm going to step forward and work on being a dad and a husband and just work on my own, you know, being a good person, working on being somebody that I want to be more than I want to be a rock star. Now, I don't know how genuine Bieber is in this, Kirk, because I don't know the guy. I don't know Justin. But I know this. It's a good start. It's a good sign. And it's certainly the way forward that will bless his life. And my prayers are with Justin Bieber. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, any comment on that one, Kurt?
Oh, I was, you know, learning more about it because I don't typically follow it. But, yeah, it says he's found a wife and thinks it's a good thing, you know.
I mean, imagine that in modern society, ladies and gentlemen. They'll probably hate Bieber pretty soon. He used to be a rock star. Now they'll just say he's a whacked out right-wing nut, won't they? But I say good on him, and I'm praying for him. How about you?
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republicans leaning on Democrats who control the U.S. House to back off investigations on President Trump after special counsel Robert Mueller concluded there was no evidence of collusion or conspiracy between Russia and members of Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. U.S. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham puts it this way.
The bottom line here is that Mueller has looked at this for 2.5 years. He's concluded that no one on the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians and that the facts regarding obstruction were insufficient. Therefore, there is no way you could prosecute a case if the prosecutor is unsure.
Meanwhile, House Democrats are turning their sights to health care and a bill to lock in protections for people with pre-existing medical conditions after the administration says it wants to see the entire elimination of Obamacare. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Fred Dwyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn. It's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
The latest report on the most stolen cars is out. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The new study for drivingtests.org ranks Nissan's new Altima as the most stolen new car on the market. The study ranks the Honda Civic the absolute favorite among car thieves. Thieves make off with about 45,000 of them each year, slightly more than Honda Accords. They have different tastes in different parts of the nation, though. Honda Accords are the most stolen vehicles on the East Coast, while Ford and Chevy pickups are the favorites for thieves in the South and the Midwest.
In Chicago, an angry Mayor Rahm Emanuel reacts to charges being dropped against Empire actor Jesse Smollett.
This is without a doubt a whitewash of justice.
Smollett insists he never lied to police or prosecutors.
I've been truthful and consistent on every single level since day one. I would not be my mother's son if I was capable of one drop of what I've been accused of.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen, we've name-dropped big time the first half hour, not intentionally. We've just talked about a lot of people. Jussie Smollett, Justin Bieber, Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, the Donald Trump, Mike Pence. We've been talking about a lot of people, a lot of things. Now let's move to what, Pat Buchanan, Kurt?
Well, yeah, but I was just, sure. Since you brought up the this
Justin Bieber case,
Justin Bieber thing, yeah. Since I wasn't aware as much about it as I should have been, I was studying over it, and apparently, he had a previous girlfriend, what's her name,
Selena Gomez, yes, sir.
Gomez, I'm sure you know all the different songs or whatever. I mean, you got all that stuff figured out, and I could probably recognize some of them if I heard some. But I thought it was interesting in the People.com piece about her where he says he's a better person with her, talking about his wife. I mean, where they're married and all that kind of stuff, not just, living together, but they're actually, husband and wife, which is, really pretty cool. I guess some person said that on Instagram or whatever, said he married this, what's her name, Haley, right? He married Haley to get back at Selena Gomez,
See, and I don't think that's exactly accurate.
I know, I agree. It just sounds like one of those little high school things.
Well, but, and they got to make it awful. They got to make it drama. They got to, you know. Yeah. And that's why I choose to even bring the story up in the good light of what he's thinking of doing and what he's talking about. I hope he's genuine in this, Kurt. I really do. Because I'm telling you, it will bless his life.
Yeah, well, he responded, you know, after this fan, you know, said this. The fan said, "You're not in love with Haley. You only married her to get back at Selena Gomez." You know, he said, or the person wrote SG, you know, which I guess that means Selena Gomez. Anyway, he wrote back at this, you know, what people calls this hater. I didn't think it sounded like a hater. It was just somebody who, you know,
has an opinion, like everybody else, right?
You know, everybody wants to bring up hate and all this stuff, you know. But anyway, so he wrote back. He said, I absolutely loved and love Selena. He added, she will always hold a place in my heart, but I am head over heels in love with my wife, and she is absolutely the best thing that has ever happened to me, period. He goes on to say, this is a source that's connected to Bieber, I guess, and said he's defending her publicly because without her, he might have not had the strength to deal with his issues. I don't know all about that.
Well, that might be true, Kurt. You know, hopefully we marry our better half. Hopefully we marry somebody that will lift us to better heights and have us contemplate and focus on the things that matter more. And hopefully, you know, the God-given, God-ordained relationships that our Father in Heaven intends for us, that's meant to bring us to the right conclusions and right decisions in our lives and to ground us and to help us really refocus on what's important. It's all by design, sir.
That's right. And this spokesperson went on to say, he knows he will be a better person, much happier and able to thrive because he gets to be with Haley every day. You know, I would add his wife. The source adds they're both very young. You know, he's 25, she's 22. I wouldn't call that like, you know, babies in the womb or anything.
Well, it all depends on the way you look at it in our society. See, if you want everybody to get married at 45, Kurt, if at all,
then they're very young.
If you think about it normally, you say, hey, you take this in light of, you know, decades ago, people used to get married at 15, 20 years old all the time. They're, you know, I mean, a girl like her, 22, is a little bit of an old maid kind of. Guy 25 is almost a menace to society in the old days. And so, you know, it's all relative in how you kind of focus on it. I personally think it's fine. Good for them.
That's right. And this source adds, after he said they're both very young, he says, but it's super impressive to know how hard they are working on their marriage. They are determined to stay together and to have the happiest marriage possible.
And see, I commend them. I hope so, man.
Yeah, I thought you might want to add some, you know, counsel for them just in case. I mean, you know, because you got all those years of marriage that you've, been at.
Heck, man, compared to you old people, I'm just a newlywed with my wife, Kurt.
Well, I mean, I just got about 10 more than you, but I mean, when you think about it, it's kind of like Dave Ramsey, you know, he'll say stuff like, if you want to know how to be wealthy, you better talk to, you know, somebody who is that way
and see
how they did it. And, well, you know, one of the biggest things, if you want to have a really good marriage, you know, talk to somebody who's been married a long time.
You know, I would kind of point to my double-sided coin discussion a little bit, or sermon, if you will, that I talked to married, you know, newlyweds and stuff like that about. Look, when you're a guy, you're going to give up your sovereignty to a great degree to get married. You're going to put your own personal, do whatever you want, anytime you want, all the time, on the altar of, hey, giving up a lot of your sovereignty. Now, this is not a bad discussion. This is a design, an intention of God. And it stops you from your worst doings and your worst thinkings and your worst actions, if you will. And it tames you. It calms you. It centers you. It makes you focus on things that the male mind doesn't really focus on unless he's given responsibility in a bigger picture. And the double-sided coin works like this. You got repentance on one side and forgiveness on the other, Kurt. And what you need to do in a marriage often is repent. No, you need to say, I'm sorry. I was wrong. I didn't mean to do or say or think that. You know, I'm And that humility of apologizing and repenting and stuff is important. And then on the other side, the frank forgiveness, the quick forgiveness. You know what? It's okay, honey. I love you, too. And you know what? We all make mistakes. We all lash out. We all don't respond the way we ought to. And you got to forgive a lot. And so my wife and I, for the last 26 years, have kind of had this race where we see who can apologize first whenever we get in a little, you know, a misunderstanding or whatever, who can apologize first. And the idea behind it is not a fake apology. You don't just run up and apologize so you can apologize first. You got to truly, in your heart of hearts, mean it. And I think this is kind of one of the keys. Okay, you can't go to one another and just say, I'm sorry, you're right, I'm wrong. Now, hey, I won the race. That isn't the deal. The deal is you got to really mean it. You got to mean in your heart and in your mind and in your that you're past it, that you say, I forgive you, or I am truly repenting, I'm sorry. And so I would say, of all the advice I could give the Beeb, Justin Bieber, and his wife Haley in marriage, would be, you know what? You need to learn to forgive and repent. And if you do that honestly, genuinely, daily, then I'm telling you, you're going to have a happy marriage. It isn't a matter of who's right. It's a matter of what's right. It isn't a matter of if, you know, somebody else caused it. You're still sorry that it happened. I can go to my wife and say, I'm so sorry we're sideways on this, or we're, you know what? I love you, And I can start the process, even if I still feel like I'm maybe right. But again, is it better to be, you know, right and win? Or is it better to say, it doesn't matter who's right. I don't need to win. In fact, it's not a win-lose game.
It's interesting to define the term win.
Yeah,
too, here.
Right. I don't think it's a win-lose game if you're going to look at if one wins, the other loses. I think it can be a win-win game. And I think that you got to look at it differently, and you got to take a step back. And I submit to you that if men and women would do this in their marriages, Kurt, and they would truly humble themselves, and if you don't feel like you want to repent or you don't feel like you want to forgive, then you need to get on your knees, buddy, and you need to bring God into this marriage, this triangle of husband and wife, a marriage ordained of God. And you got to bring God in and say, you know what, Heavenly Father, I feel like I'm right and she's wrong. Dang it. You know, I do. But the longer you pray, the more you, and I also recommend while you're doing this, one of the ways to repent is to turn to God and get his comfort and strength and guidance to do more than you could do on your own. But then it's also helpful to walk down memory lane a little bit in your heart and in your mind. And think about why you married her or him in the first place. And say, you know what? We do have a lot in common. And when you learn to forgive, and when you learn to repent, and you learn to do those things genuinely in your heart, pretty soon you decide you got to start working on yourself, not on the other person. And pretty soon you start thinking of all the good times and all the good memories and the reasons that you married. And pretty soon, and if you're really struggling with it, not only can you pray, but the other thing you can do is you can serve one another. You can say, I'm going to do a few extra things for my wife or my husband today that I normally might not do. Not that I don't want to do them, but just that, you know, life. But you can go the extra mile and say, I'm going to just do something. I'm just going to run around for the next few hours and try to make his or her life better. Just some surprises, just some kindnesses, just some. And pretty soon those who you serve, you love. And so there's a lot of ways to get on the road to this double-sided coin of repentance and forgiveness. Anyway, I meant to move to another story, and now Kurt got me all talking and derailed the whole segment. Isn't it great live radio, ladies and gentlemen? But I'm telling you, Justin Bieber, that is the answer, my friend. It's not the whole answer. You'll learn a lot, and you'll have a lot of advice as you gain experience. But to me, those are some of the keys that have worked in our marriage. Kurt will respond in seconds. He's got more wisdom than I've got on the topic. Hang tight.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Kurt, so that's my two-sided coin advice for Justin Bieber and his wife and anybody else. And I think this isn't just a thing that works in marriage. This is the thing that works in your life, really. But I think marriage is a great place to kind of understand it and focus on it and work on it the most. And some of the most intimate relationships are some of the hardest to learn these principles in, and therefore some of the most critical and vital to learn them in as well. So anyway, that would be probably, if I were to give a top piece of advice from what I've learned, that's it, you know. Any advice from you, Kurt?
Well, I was just thinking of, keys to success or, and I agree with what you've given Justin Bieber and, anybody who wants to take our advice when it comes to the whole marital bliss idea, or the marital experiment or whatever you want to call it, marital journey. I would, of course, incorporate, and I'm sure you agree, those top 10, I call them the 10 commandments. Make sure and do what you can, Justin, to live those as closely as possible. You may make mistakes and just try to reincorporate them, the top 10, the 10 commandments that God has given, including especially being faithful to your new wife as possible. I mean, completely faithful in all areas and hold to her. I think the term in scripture is to
cleave, my friend.
Cleave, that's right, yeah. And that's a pretty good term. Do that as much as possible in every way, in your mind, in your heart, in your actions, your body, everything you can, treating her as the queen, as the daughter of God that she is, and then she can reciprocate.
Hey, Kurt, can I make the liberals go berserk?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Hey, why don't you follow Mike Pence's advice, too, by the way, there, Justin?
Oh, yeah, good point. It's a great idea. I know that you're, a rich guy, Justin, but I would do all you could to open her door, to treat her as the queen she is. And she'll feel wonderful, and you'll, in my opinion, access the windows of heaven that, they drop down more blessings and more I guess you could say prizes than any game show or anything you could ever imagine. All right, on you and your good wife, and like you mentioned, I guess they have a child. That's it.
Yeah, and even if, by the way, she's not behaving sometimes, or the queen that you think she ought to be, or whatever else, you can turn her into that with love and kindness and patience and hard work. Just think of all the things she's turning you into, my friend. And that's something to really consider,
right,
too. Because you know what? We all don't measure up sometimes, Kurt.
Good point.
And mismatched expectations are one of the great reasons for divorce. you know, whatever it be, money, sex, you know, wants and needs, expectations. Whenever you have mismatched expectations in any relationship, it's trouble. And the key is to communicate, and to have content communications, which means if I say something, you got to take it at face value, not just put your own spin on it. You know, if I say, hey, can I go do this? And my wife's like, fine. Well, she said it was fine. Now, she gave me this undertone that it wasn't fine at all, that it's she doesn't want me to go. So I can go, well, you don't want me to go, huh? You just hate me. And I can go off, or I can just say she said it was fine, and I'm going to let her deal with her incongruency in communication. The fact is, she said it was fine. I'm going to take it at content communication, face value. The content said it was fine. All the undertones, I'm not going to get involved in, because all that does is create confusion. I'm going to think she said something or meant something or whatever that she did or didn't or what. And so we need to learn to own our content communication. And if we say something, we better mean it in terms of accountability. If she said it was fine, then it is fine for me to go. And if she then is mad because I go, then I need to come back and say, honey, you said I could go. Well, she can't say, well, you knew that I didn't want you to go. You could tell how I said it, right? Yeah, but that's mixed communication. It's incongruent. So we need to own our content and our communication. Anyway, I digress into subjects that I don't even have a degree in, Kurt. I don't even know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But Pat Buchanan knows what he's talking about, sir. By the way, I think he's been married for a long time, too, speaking of that, Kurt.
That's right. You know, and Pat has also had, you know, a little bit when it comes to do with the whole, you know, swamp and, you know, political realm, if you will. He writes basically, you know, that, hey, this is a bright, shining lie, is what the headline from him is. And then his opening part says, the special counsel's investigation did not find that the Trump campaign or anyone associated with it conspired or coordinated with Russia to influence the 2016 U.S. presidential campaign. He says that was stated by Attorney General William Barr. And this is in a letter to Congress that he summarized the principal findings of the Mueller report. On the charge of collusion with Russia, not guilty on all accounts, Pat Buchanan says. And then he talks about, you know, after 2 years of hearing from haters and politics and the media that President Donald Trump was Putin's poodle, an agent of the Kremlin, guilty of treason, you know, etc. He says, it was all a bright, shining light.
A bright, shining light, there's no doubt about it, of dishonesty, ladies and gentlemen, of a flat-out lie.
Not light. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And, you know, so
but the reason I'm bringing this up, Kurt, is a lot of people say a bright, shining light. And you got to remember, this is a bright, shining lie. He's using a play on words here. This is flat-out pure darkness from the pit of Hades, in my opinion, Kurt. What they've been doing on this issue. It's all partisan politics. It's all a quest for power. It's all dishonest and immoral, Kurt. What's going on? And he highlights this with that kind of play on words there.
Yeah, and he says that millions of Americans still believe what is now a manifest falsehood, that their president collaborated with Putin in cheating Hillary Clinton out of the presidency. The legal bills of Trump, his family, his campaign aides, and his White House staff must be huge. Careers, reputations have been damaged. You know, he goes on. And when you look at all of this, I mean, I was thinking about how the media has told us for years that there's a place in the Constitution where it says separation of church and state, and you just ask people and they think that it's, I mean, those words must be right in there, and yet you show them and they can't find it, Sam. And you know, so many times truth is not what we've been told, and this is another case.
You got that right. And this is where Pat's just a great writer, though, and in my opinion he articulates it so well. What does he call it? What is it called? Russiagate? What is it?
Russiagate.
Oh, Russiagate. That's interesting. That, you know, we got this Russiagate,
like
going on. Right. Mm-hmm. And I kind of find that interesting, though. Russiagate, a bright, shining lie. But you know what? I got to disagree with Pat slightly, though. Yeah. Let me tell you why. The lie is that Donald's at the helm of it and everything. The truth is there is a Russiagate going on. It's about uranium and it's about Hillary.
And, that's a very good point.
So we need to kind of revive Russiagate and put it in its proper perspective and start to investigate for treason, Kurt.
Well, to me, the key to remember that I've seen based on some really rough customers, and I'd put Hillary and Bill, you know, right up in there in the top echelons, if you will, is that typically whenever they're doing something evil, they want to accuse the other side of doing that exact same thing. So if you want to know what they've been doing, just watch what they accuse somebody of.
Yeah, isn't that,
and
what is it, Alinsky or whatever see. It is?
Saul Alinsky.
Isn't that Saul Alinsky's doctrine to kind
I'm
of do
not
that?
Sure. You know, there's a lot of these books that I haven't read, but, you know, this is country bumpkin kind of analysis. I mean, if Hillary accuses Trump of Russian collusion, then, hey, chances are high that she was doing that and way more, you know.
Unfortunately, I have to agree.
That's the way I see it.
So Pat Buchanan's right on the lies being told. But I do believe there is a Russiagate going on, and I believe it's Hillary colluding with the Russians. And the uranium deal even literally goes out to the Western lands discussion. It, believe it or not, relates to the Ammon Bundy.
The Bundys.
And their case in Oregon. I mean, it kind of has a thread through all of this kind of stuff. And then when you consider that Hillary and crew of the Democratic National Committee paid for the dossier against the Donald and
That's
promoted
right.
that thing to the high heavens. I mean, how did you get that dossier without colluding with the Russians, huh? So all I'm saying is you got it, but are they going to really investigate? Are they really going to get to the bottom of this thing? I don't know, but I sure pray so. And I'm telling you, Pat Buchanan nailed it in his latest column.
Good point.
All right, last story before the end of the hour. And I want to get to this story because it's good news, Kurt. It's about the Green New Deal. That sucker died in the Senate on Tuesday. Did you hear that?
I guess it was 57-0. I'm thinking, let's see, I thought there was 100 senators.
Yes, but you know why it's 57-0, right? All the Republicans voted against it. The Democrats, in a protest, Kurt, just said present and wouldn't vote for or against it.
Okay.
So you got a protest and a no, and that made it, you know, zero on the yes side.
Okay.
And the Democrats are basically saying, you guys didn't bring this up to have genuine discussion on the climate change discussion. You did this to mock us. And climate change, Kurt, the Democrats say, is no joke. Do you want to respond to that?
Well, did you follow what happened with Mike Lee on this whole thing?
Yes, sir. He said some awesome comments. They're kind of Justin Bieber-esque, speaking of having a child, aren't they, Kurt?
Well, that's right. Headline from CNN, lawmaker, real climate change fixes to have more kids. You know, that's what they're talking about, saying Mike Lee said that. And I guess he even had a photo of Ronald Reagan riding a Velociraptor. You know, I'm sure the grandkids would know what that is, but I was just starting to listen to, like, the 13-minute, you know, presentation of Mike Lee, and I think it's going to be pretty funny, Sam.
They're trying to pass off Mike Lee's comments as just tongue-in-cheek, Kurt.
Yeah.
But I kind of think that Mike was a little more serious than this.
Well, that's, I like what he did, you know.
Absolutely. Well, he's right. Hey, if we obey God's laws and multiply and replenish the earth, and we realize that God's real teachings are that there's room enough to spare, there's plenty and room enough to spare, you know, when you start to back into that discussion, pretty soon you're not just running around in man-made Chicken Little syndrome. You're actually got a big, expansive view of what God's real plans and intentions are. And after all, you even might admit that he's the creator of the universe.
Wow.
And if you do that, you might just, I mean, you know, if you believe that and do those things, you might receive the author of the universe's blessings and protection, Kurt.
Amen.
Mike Pence is spot on this one. And I don't think it's just tongue-in-cheek like they like to pass it off. I think he's genuinely serious about where the real solutions lie. He's saying the same things we've been saying forever on this topic, Kurt.
Yeah, and you said Mike Pence, but Mike Lee. Mike Pence are going together pretty good here, I think.
Amen. You know? Good point. Mike Lee, sorry about that. We, this nation shall prevail, folks.